1074 ABC Melbourne and on digital.
The Premier yesterday announced that Victoria was to have its first FOI, Freedom of Information Commissioner. Career public servant Lynn Bertolini has been appointed the FOI Commissioner. Ms. Bertolini, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning, John. Thank you. I'm delighted to be speaking to you today in my capacity as Victoria's first ever FOI Commissioner.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm really keen to get on with the job. I plan to work with government departments, agencies, to ensure they're meeting their FOI obligations, and I want to foster a culture of transparency, fairness, timeliness. I also want to look at ensuring that the FOI system operates as intended by the legislation, that is, that as far as possible, the right of the community to access information is upheld, and that everyone facilitates and promotes the disclosure of information voluntarily as much as possible.
But that's not what you've been doing in your previous job at the Commission for Gambling and Liquor Regulation. In fact, looking at the annual reports for the last few years, you seem to have frustrated the release of information in that last job, and now you're saying you're committed to releasing it.
That's an interesting comment, John. I'm not here to talk about specific cases today.
Well, I've had a look at the last two annual reports of what you were doing in your last job. Freedom of Information requests to the Commission for Gambling and Liquor Regulation. Requests received 9, granted in full 0. The year before, requests received 12, granted in full 0.
Yeah, as I said, John, I'm not able to comment on those specific cases with respect to the Victorian Commission for Gambling Regulation.
Average processing time, 09-10, 48 days in breach of the Act. Last year, average processing time, 34 days, still in breach of the Act, and you're going to be in charge of asking other people to do what your agency wasn't doing.
Again, John, I'm not going to comment on the specifics on that. I understand that there are a number of issues that people have raised with respect to the operation of FOI across the public service in general and in the agencies that are governed by the FOI Act. I intend to ensure that there's a proper education program and that everyone understands what is intended by the legislation and that people actually operate within the spirit of the legislation. My aim is...
But I'm not asking you to comment on individual cases. I'm asking you to comment on the way the system works and what you did when you were in charge of that part of the work of the agency where you worked. And you breached the FOI Act. Now you're in charge of asking others to comply with it.
I think you need to be aware that all of the agencies across the government have a history of dealing with FOI in a way that a number of people have raised concerns, and you're raising a number of important issues as a result of that as well. It just shows that we do have a lot of work to do.
It shows that you denied more requests for information than you granted in full in the last 2 years when you were in charge of releasing information from the agency where you worked. And now you're in charge of, supposedly, you just told us, making the system fully transparent and open and accountable.
That's my goal, John. That's my aim. That's exactly what I intend to do.
But don't we judge you by what you do rather than what you say? And what you've done is to frustrate FOI rather than grant it.
I think we need to move on, John. I've actually answered that.
Well, I can't. I'm sorry. I wonder what your credentials then are for the job when you've in fact been someone who has frustrated the Freedom of Information Act rather than extend it.
I don't believe I've frustrated the Freedom of Information Act personally. I do believe in the FOI system. I aim to make sure that it's efficient, robust and fair and that the community has faith in it.
The gag is it freedom of or freedom from information? From government's point of view, it's always a two-edged sword.
Well, can I just also remind you again that the FOI Act does say that the purpose of the Act is to extend, as far as possible, the right of the community to access information. It also talks about facilitating and promoting disclosure of information, and I intend to work with agencies and the government to ensure that people voluntarily disclose as much information as possible. It is possible in today's information age that we can readily and quickly release information that should be out there and available to the community, and that's the intention of where I will be working with everyone.
So you'll be teaching people how to do what you didn't do?
I don't think that's a fair comment, John. As I said, I do believe in the Freedom of Information Act and in the objects of the Act, and I aim to educate people and to monitor compliance with the Act and the intent of the Act.
Either way, I suppose the challenge is to get the public engaged. How do you intend to do that, Ms. Bertolini?
Well, first of all, I will set up the office, and we will be open for business on Monday, the 3rd of December. We'll have a website available to people. We'll also have a hotline that people can call, and we'll definitely be open for business on the first day, and I encourage people to contact us if they have any concerns or complaints.
Look forward to measuring your progress as you go, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, John.
Lynn Bertolini, Victoria's first ever Freedom of Information Commissioner. 19 minutes to 9.